Do you have detailed eyewitness accounts from any of the people you were able to interview before they died about the size, the shape of the craft that was there in Hart Canyon?
They all tell the identical story. They said it looked as though it was molded. It was not a bright, highly polished aluminum, but a dull aluminum. No seams, no rivets. And that's where the term molded would come up. It looked like it just was popped out of a mold. It wasn't until Ferguson and I think Doug got up on it and were walking around, Ferguson being the more senior guy, but he was still in his early 20s, that they found what Doug described to me as the mirrored sunglass-looking portholes. The portholes, which weren't very large, and I believe that he said there were eight of them around the craft. And from a distance, you couldn't even see them until you got up close. And by this time, the sun had come up, and we were in the early twilight hours of the morning. And he said when you looked at them, they looked like mirrored sunglasses until you peered down real close. And that's when they found one that was broken. And Bill Ferguson went to the oil truck and got a pole and started poking around, was able to activate something. And Doug says to this day, I don't know if he was planning on it, he could see it, or he was just poking around randomly, and a staircase came out of the bottom.
And what did that staircase look like?
It looked like it had appeared out of nowhere, according to Doug. There was talk of bodies on board the craft, alien bodies. The number floats between 14 and 16 bodies were on that ship.
How big?
They were small. They were no more than 40 inches in height.
Okay, and what was the size of the craft based on their estimates of being there on top of it?
Roughly 100 feet, which is consistent with Frank Scully's original description back in 1950. Doug did say, as well as Ken Farley, that the bodies looked burned or charred, which again was consistent with what Frank Scully reported in his book in 1950. There seemed to be a central cabin where they could see two that were slumped over a control panel or table of some sort. And Doug said everybody could plainly see those two. He told me what their hands looked like because he was telling Ferguson their hands were different configuration than a human hand and that the skin looked as though they had been burned or charred.
What was the different configuration?
Didn't look like they had an opposing thumb.
So four fingers.
Mm-hmm. Four digits, not five. One of the workers set up on another deck before the main cabin, which was on the top. There was a middle-sized deck is where they claimed that there were more bodies laying.
Did they describe whether they were in seats, on the floor, or what?
Scattered about is a direct quote.
Where exactly did they see bodies?
Let's take two dinner plates and stick them together. You know, take one upside down and stick it on the other one. Now let's take a ping pong ball and cut it in half. Glue part of the ping pong ball on one of the plates on the top and glue the other ping pong ball on the bottom. On the top dome is where the portholes were. That is where Bill Ferguson and Doug Nolan viewed through and could see two bodies slumped over either a table or a control panel. And then as the staircase came down and workers looked up into it on that second deck, the third deck being the other bubble, that's what the craft was laying on, that bottom bubble. But they were looking up to where the staircase came out of and viewing the other bodies that were kind of strewn around, thrown around.
Were they dressed in any kind of colored uniform?
Ken Farley said maybe a jumpsuit type of thing, but he said you got to remember, they're 19-year-old kids. They're already freaked out. They're trying to take so much in. Ken said a few times he had to walk away and just go sit down next to a rock because he's in disbelief of what he's seeing.
They knew that this was a craft not from Earth and these were bodies that were not human.
That is correct. A couple hours into it, with the two police officers and Mr. and Mrs. Knight telling them to get away from it, common sense prevailed, and they did. And then there was, as Doug Nolan reported, the most second amazing thing happened, and that was a helicopter showed up at the site. Now, keep in mind that in 1948, the helicopters had just been introduced into the Army and the Air Force. And these were a little bit smaller than the one you see in the introduction or the opening scene of MASH. Kind of a little plexiglass bubble, two-man.
Right.
No lift capacity. And Doug said, we had heard about helicopters. We had seen a short briefing at the theater and the newsreels on them. And now all of a sudden, we've got a lenticular craft laying on the mesa, and we have a helicopter circling the mesa. And he said, you know, this is two incredible things happening on the same morning. And it came over rather low, was kicking up quite a dust, went back up relatively high, made several circles around the mesa. One of them made a hand gesture to the people on the ground, more to the police officers, Doug thought, and took off back to the northeast. And then the military showed up shortly thereafter.
And George, in the next half hour, you're going to hear some surprising details about what occurred on that mesa with the military and how they may have gotten that craft out. But before we move from the bodies, I wanted to share extraordinary descriptions from Bill Steinman's 1986 book. He did all kinds of interviews with all kinds of people, including the famous Sarbacher letter, in which Sarbacher, a major scientist, confirmed that, yes, there were extraterrestrial biological entities. And here he's quoting from Dr. Detlef Wolf Bronk, who was initially in charge of the physical examination of these bodies from the Aztec craft. And he says, the bodies were all small, averaging 42 inches in length. The facial features strongly resembled Mongoloid Orientals in appearance, with large heads, large slant eyes, small noses, and mouths. The average weight was around 40 pounds. They had very thin necks. The torso was very small and thin. They had long and slender arms reaching the knees, with hands containing long and slender fingers with webbing between them. There did not seem to be any reproductive organs. Instead of blood, as we know it, they had a colorless liquid prevalent in the body with no red cells. This liquid had a kind of ozone smell about it. They had no digestive system or GI tract, no alimentary or intestinal canal, and no rectal point. As one scientist stated, quote, I got the impression that these alien beings were constructed. These humanoid beings might have been clones produced through some very highly advanced genetic technology, close quote. And it was about 4 or 5 years ago on coast that I did an interview with the son of a man who had worked in the medical department at Wright, what was then Wright Field, that after, was it Roswell or was it Aztec? This was the description that the father had given the son, that the father was in on a necropsy on a non-human body, and how shocked everyone was in the surgery room when they took a scalpel to what they thought was skin and decided that it had to be some kind of fabric.